Let us pray. Lord, for your words to be understood, to be heard, to be witnessed, and then to be lived, this we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I had a wonderful sermon, I thought, prepared somewhat. I was going to do some finishing touches and then preach about for us about this wonderful passage in Mark, because the lectionary text was Matthew's account of the Beatitudes. And if you were in Bible study, you know that we struggled for an hour and a half with this, and we didn't come to any real good conclusion about the Beatitudes, except that they were confusing and hard, and so I thought, I'm not going to preach on that. I like this text about Mark. I'm going to put that in. I'll maybe mention the Beatitudes. And then this week happened. And then this week happened. And like many of you, I have been horrified and dismayed and aghast at another example of the obscenity of violence toward black and brown unarmed civilians in this country. Another shooting, more deaths. And it seems as though that sermon about the least of these, yes, fit somehow, but I was also struggling even more so with those blessed are you remarks, right? Jesus goes up the mountain, and after a time he begins to speak, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are those who are persecuted, blessed are you when people revile you. And so I was thinking about that, and what is the word of blessing that needs to come to us this day in the light of all that is happening? It seems to me to be a necessary word, that word for us, even if we don't see it or don't understand it right at the moment. Maybe especially if we don't see it or don't understand it. It seems to be contradictory. And in the lectionary group, they talked about this week, about these Beatitudes that Stan, my husband, said, oh, I like Luke's account better, because Luke says, blessed are the poor, blessed are those who hunger, and Matthew spiritualizes it. He says, poor in spirit, and those who hunger and thirst of righteousness. He says, that's not where the gospel needed to live. I like it, but I was still glad I was preaching Matthew and not Luke. Because it's still hard. It's still hard. It's contradictory. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Blessed are those who mourn. And one of the commentators that I have read long ago, that I can't remember who it was, but who said, Jesus says, blessed are all those who are hurting, not because they are hurting. We can't say blessed are the poor and in the lines of, well, now God blesses them and now we don't have to do anything about it. But blessed are the poor and the poor in spirit, because that is directly antithetical to God's will for humanity. And so we are reminded that God blesses those who have no part in earthly blessings, because the traditional wisdom in the first century, and it is carried through today, is that people who are wealthy or have their health or homes or good things are indeed blessed. And indeed they are. But in God's world, the blessing extends to all, not just who have visible signs of it. This passage, I think, is a way to short-circuit our assumptions, right? To short-circuit those ideas that we have about what it means to be blessed and what it means to be God's beloved. This weekend was a hard weekend. It was a weekend full and rich, but it was also a weekend of despair and anguish. As you may know, the First Presbyterian Church in Lansing has made a pledge of $100,000 for reparations work in their community. The word is beginning to spread. It has been a long time coming. They started conversations years ago, and just being in relationships with the African American congregations around them, they was nurtured and fostered through meals and prayer and worship. And it took a long time to develop those relationships. And then the talk began to think of what they could do this weekend. After the announcement of reparations was made a couple of weeks ago, this weekend was the official apology to the African American community. The church in Lansing has written a 2-page apology, and it was disseminated to the churches. And this was this Friday, and this Saturday was the public reading of that document. The word has now spread and gone out, and so the Presbyterian Mission Agency representatives were there, the state senator was there, and at the same time, on Friday night, when the PMA representative was flying in and they were picking him up to the airport to go out and have soul food, that was also the time that the video of Tyree Nichols was released. And so the group went out to a restaurant in Lansing. And in that restaurant, the news was on. There was in the restaurant a bar area. And so while they were seated at the table, the news began to play excerpts of the video. And there were men, a group of men standing at the bar. It was an African-American hangout, a bar. And the men, watching the video, cried out every time a punch or a kick landed. And in fact, heads turned in the restaurant that every time the video showed another act of violence, the men watching it and those watching it said, "Oh, oh." Blessed? How are we to reconcile this act with being children of God? Saturday, they gathered for the apology. Stan and I talked on Friday night how to hold the room when people were coming in on Saturday morning having seen the video or heard about it. And incidentally, there are people who in the African-American community who are asking us witnesses, not to share the video. Reading about it, talking about it, advocating for justice and reform, but not to share the video. It is traumatic and traumatizing to all who see it. And so those leaders of the community are asking those of us who are engaged in advocacy and witness work to not share it, but to talk about Tyree's life, the life he lived, and to talk about what we might do. And so Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon, as people gathered for different events, Stan wondered how to hold the people who would come in. And so last night, after he got home, he called. He said, "I'm home." I said, "How did it go?" And he said, "I invited them to breathe for a moment and to acknowledge all that is happening here, all of it in the room, both the apology and the history and the current events." And he asked them to remember and to breathe God's love and mercy, he said, which allows us to tell the truth. There was an audible change, an exhale in the room. And the apology went on. I believe that this work of advocacy is exactly what Matthew is talking about in the passage. One commentator was talking about the verbs, and they seem to be passive. Blessed are those who, and blessed are those who, like the people are receiving end. He said the Beatitudes instead should be read as Jesus's manifesto for transformation in the community he has just inaugurated. He has just gathered the disciples. And this, the Beatitudes, will reveal what the new community looks like. The word makarios, which is translated as blessed, he said, should be understood in the larger context. But it also can mean to advocate for. And so when he speaks the word blessed, the blessed is often associated and hijacked by the wealthy, the healthy, and the powerful, but Jesus clarifies that it is precisely the poor, the sick, and the meek that are entitled to the blessings of the new kingdom. In verse 4, where it says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted," nowhere was that more clearly felt than in that room on Saturday, that comfort would come. And truth is, in the words of the Greek, too, the Greek word at the end is fully, was in passive verse, which is a long word, parakletheisontai, is derived from the word paraclete. Where else have you heard the word paraclete? It is also the word for advocate or spirit. It means that those who were to be comforted will have people advocating for them. In other words, this passage is inviting us to be the ones who comfort, to be the ones who give, to be the ones who, in the beginning of the passage, "For they will be comforted, they will inherit the earth, they will be filled, they will receive mercy." It is precisely those texts that are calling us to be those people. We were speaking in Bible study that these blessings change our reality. Not the world's blessing, but an inversion of what that blessing means and how we look to find that. This passage takes us out of our assumptions and makes us look at how we are to inherit the blessings. When Stan said, mercy allows us to tell the truth of what happened, the audible sigh in the room helped the people there to understand what they were about. When Jesus speaks, we are agents of his grace. He invites us into the new kingdom. At the apology, they made 100 copies of that 2-page document, and they had been disseminated to the African American church, so they only handed them out to the white people who hadn't seen them before. They made 100 copies, and they ran out. It was a good crowd. It was a large crowd. One person at the end commented to Stan, "I lost my faith in humanity when George Floyd was murdered. Today, I got it back." Blessed are those who show mercy. Blessed are we who advocate. There was a state senator there, and she said to Stan, "I know that we can't legislate these things, but we get as close as we can." And then she said, "And I'm a believer. Now, I'm a believer that it can happen." This weekend, so much has happened. This weekend, a wall in our church came down. It was a good time. People got to bang away at things and take apart wood and be joined together and create a lot of dust and then open up a space which had been blocked. If you go in now to the Westminster Room, you can see clear through to the full window, which looks out on the beauty of the prayer garden. We are on the way to restoring a worship space that allows that beauty. A portion of that wall was saved. Someone said, "We should save this," and so a sawzall cut out a portion of the wall that had words written on it. Words like love and "trust me, I've got everything under control, love Jesus." And also some fears written on there. Who are we? What do we want? What do we need? This weekend, so much has happened. And sometimes the words that we need to share are right in front of us. This weekend, a surprise for a beloved member of the community with sons and daughters-in-law and granddaughters gleefully a part of it all, happy tears and fairy hair and pizza and ice cream. Blessed are we. And so hear these words now. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are we when God chooses us to comfort those who feel that they are impoverished by their lack of faith. Maybe they will say, I'm a believer. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And blessed are we who are called to comfort and say words of peace and healing, or just to be silence in the face of what is untenable and unspeakable. Blessed are the meek, and blessed are those who advocate for strength and courage, for voice for the voiceless, to speak truth to power. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for all of us who tear down walls, who build up community, who reach out and reach in. Blessed are the merciful, even when we are called to simply remind it in a breath that the divine shares with us. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are those who remember Tyree Nichols as a lover of skateboarding and photography and sunsets and his mother and his son. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who run the programs that turn guns into garden tools. Blessed are we who participate in work of advocacy and truth. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's really difficult to be part of the blessed community when this happens, but I think it shows that we are on the right track. Blessed are you, blessed are we, for God has drawn children into his arms and shown us how we are to be. God has drawn us into this community and shown us how we are to be. This weekend, God was with us. God is still here. Let us go forth saying blessed. Amen.